Tessa chooses their hosts from among the downtrodden, the desperate, those who believe that they have nothing to lose, those who will succumb to temptation the most rapidly. I grunted, not of those around in the wake of a big nasty plague, or any kind of similar chaos. Yes, we believe that it is one reason she collaborates with Nicodemus from time to time. She's focused on the short term, I said, getting it. He's all about the long view. Exactly, Michael said. When he threw Lashiel's coin at my son, it was a calculated gesture. Calculated to rope me in, I said. You, Michael said, or my son. A chill that had nothing to do with the air went through me. Give the coin to a child? A child who couldn't defend himself, who could be raised with the voice of a fallen angel whispering in his ear, shaping him, preparing him to be used as a weapon against his own family. Imagine it. I stared around the yard that had been the scene of so much merriment only a few hours before. I'd rather not, I said. Michael continued quietly. In general, the families of the bearers of the swords are sheltered against such evils. But things like that have happened before, and Nicodemus has borne a coin for a score of centuries. He has no difficulty with the notion of waiting 10 or 15 or 20 years to attain his goals. That's why you think he's here, I said, because going after someone like Marcone isn't Tessa's style. It isn't, Michael said. But I believe that if by helping it happen, she could create the kind of environment she loves best, full of chaos and despair, it would be reason enough for her to join forces with her husband. How many? Tessa keeps a group of 5 other fallen around her. He gave me a quick smile. Sorry, 4 now. Thank Thomas, I said, not me. I intend to, Michael said. Nicodemus, Michael shook his head. I believe you've been told before that Nicodemus makes it a point to destroy any records the church manages to build concerning him. That's not going to be as easy to arrange in the future. Hail the information age, I interjected. But our accounts regarding him are sketchy. We thought he had only 3 regular companions, but then he produced Lashiel's coin, which had supposedly been in secure storage in a Chilean monastery. I think it would be dangerous to assume anything at this point. Worst case scenario, I said. How many other coins might he have with him? Michael shrugged. 6, perhaps, but it's just a guess. I stared at him. You're saying that they could have 12 walking nightmares with them this time? He nodded. Last time they came to party, all 3 swords were here. There were 4 denarians, and we barely came out of it alive. I know. But you're used to this, right? I asked him. The knights take on odds like this all the time. He gave me an apologetic glance. We like to outnumber them 2-1 if possible, 3-1 when we can arrange it. But Shiro said he had fought several duels against them, I said, 1-on-1.